When I was in the university, there is something that used to happen. There is a woman that sells, there are people that sell oba. I was in a Nijoku hostel. But there is a particular woman, once she brings her oba, boys will line up. Until that oba finishes, nobody is buying any other one. I used to think it was just for any reason. I said, is he charm? Let me go and buy other place. And then something happened that made me forever continued in my adventure of buying from that woman. I went and bought from the other one. There is a bowl that they used to carry the oba. They lifted it. The kind of dirt that is on the crevices. It is obvious that they have not washed that bowl for a long time. But they are using it to cook. Are you getting? Follow me. Now, I now bought my own oba that day. I now went to my room and opened it. If it is only stone that I saw, it will be easy. You will say it's only stone. There are different categories of debt. If you see stone, you will say it's a mistake. They didn't wash well. At least they are washing. But there are ones you will see, you will know that is an the place is a proof that the environment where this thing is made is not habitable, not to talk of cooking something that somebody will eat. When I opened it, all my hunger, I was so hungry, but when I opened it, hunger dried. I carried the up and put in those bin, as hungry as I am. You now know my point. No matter how much God wants to use you, He can't use you the way you are. That's what this young man is showing us. He said, in a great man's house, for the fact that you have entered a certain location called the great man's house, you will see many verses there. First of all, they categorized it to two broad categories. He said, some to honor, some to dishonor. Even them that are meant for honor. There is nothing we can do about it. That in the body of Christ, there are many verses that are unto dishonor. It is true. Even in the body of Christ. Then them that are unto honor, they now show that the level of honor that your vessel can carry is dependent on something. What is that? Say purging. There are many things you need to purge yourself. If we must carry the end time move of God, then we must know how to carry our vessels with sanctification. We must know it. It's not optional. We must know it to carry our vessels. He said, if you will therefore purge. And I began to wonder. I thought the Holy Spirit, the blood does everything for me. He said, you what? Purge. This is where you will lay down before God and know and tell Him, see here, this anger is killing me. This talkativeness is killing me. This pride is killing me. This addiction is killing me. Some of these things, as soon as it happens to you, it will zap you of energy for 3 days. So, you know, you can accumulate spiritual energy. Something you have accumulated for 2 months will just be zapped. If you will therefore purge your vessel. Let me show you. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, verse 19, having this seal. Oh God, have mercy. Do you even see what the scripture is saying? This is the testimony of the very foundation. There are many places that we can make adjustments, but not on the foundation. There are many places we can allow variability, but not on the foundation. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ what? Depart from iniquity. But this man understands. He said, but you see, do you know how to interact with the scripture? He just gave you a matter of fact statement. He reached down to the principles upon which the kingdom of God was founded. He said that this is what was formed into the foundation. Nevertheless, but even though this is a foundational matter, we have still found out that there are many people that is not aware, and they are living outside of the realization that the kingdom of God was standard sure. If it is not true that the kingdom of God stands sure, and these things we are saying is true, then there is no need for grace. It is because the kingdom of God stands sure, that's why there is need for grace. If there is a way we can manipulate it, then God would have manipulated us in. But there is no way to manipulate it, so he has to release grace for you to be able to move through the demands of the kingdom. Look at it. In answer, but in a great man's, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor, and so some to dishonor. Do you know what it means? If I tell you what it means now, you'll be shocked. Let me explain to you little what this thing means, honor and dishonor. Do you know, if you can come in a local assembly, in a local church like this, there are people amongst you that pray in tongues, but if Satan want to afflict the pastor, he will use them. If you want to backbite, he will use them. Are there no verses? If Satan wants to seduce, he will use them. If he wants to steal, he will use them. If he wants to cause trouble, commotion, he will use them. Why? They are verses. So now, what made them verses unto honor and verses unto dishonor is our prayer point now. So you cannot say, I am a vessel unto honor. Declare it, you are a vessel. No, it's not declaration. It's you position yourself. When Jesus said, one of you will deny me, one of you will betray me, there is no name on it. It so happens that somebody has been living in a certain way that enabled that thing to be fulfilled over his life. When he was collecting money, small, collecting money, you don't know it can happen. Oh, you don't know. You can be seeing church money and be collecting small. You won't know it's greed that has entered your heart. Now, in your heart, you did not have any desire that Satan will use you. It so happens that your vessel, has become such that it can be used for dishonor. In such a way, there is a way you prepare your vessel. Pugit. There is a way. If God comes, he doesn't have option but to use you. I don't want to go to the negative. I want you to make it not optional for God to use you. That is my pursuit. Many years ago, I told God, if you are looking for people to put your hands on, no. The way to do it, you make yourself not optional. God cannot be looking for people and overlook you. What's that? That God is looking and overlooked you? You don't follow people that is saying on Facebook, we are many, let us be many. They are not many, my friend. They are not many. They are very few. In fact, they are fewer than you think. And among that few, There is even fewer. And even among the fewer, we now found out that many of them are not willing to pay the price. Are you willing? You need to cry out now. Whatever you do to willing vessels, do it to me. I want to be that vessel. Eh? That is unto the greater. You see, there are gradients of honor according to that. That they are the greatest honor in the house. According to where you read, I think you saw it. He said that this one is meant for the master's use. Remember, the whole scenario is a house. There are cups, drinking cups in your house. Is it not true? The one your father is using, is it the one you are using? He has a special cup. Why? It then means that there are special cups you keep for the master of the house. Then there are cups you keep for certain people. Then, as you are now, you have your cup now. You say, "Don't touch my cup." Oh. Then the children will now have their cup. Then visitors will have their cup. Then housemates will have their. Then there is cup they used to fetch water from the drum. There's one they used to brush the teeth. Then there's one they used to pack dirt. You choose. Build yourself. Ask God in the next 5 minutes. Purge me of pride. Purge me of everything that makes my vessel not up to standard. Some of you are already a vessel unto honor, but there are gradients in honor that you have to ascend to. I need you to cry to God. If any man will preach his vessel, he will be a vessel unto honor. Tabianto kaskoba patadia, abrento kapata parada bahatai. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. You must learn how to bear your vessel in sanctification. You must learn how your vessel needs to be purged. A vessel unto great honor, meet for the master's use. God have to break you first. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, heal me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. If any man be therefore purge himself from these, amenoto soprata manta bika pontala, abrekota kambreta biakata pakambre. You cannot continue. You can't be managing yourself. You can't be managing it. Stop managing your work with God. Stop managing. You know you are sick. You are sick. You are sick. Bring yourself to hospital, my friend. Soka bambreto pakabranta babina jakwata kapeto kapande protas patapanate epreko patapabrana patapabele tepenia jakwata papanto rata patasa apreko patapabena telia jante pota kape juata kapeto pambrata papanata papo jakako takapata kapreta pedatia apreko patakapa. I insist, I will be a vessel unto great honor. You will be a vessel as much as you have been pushed. You cannot be a vessel. Your use is dependent on how much you have pushed yourself. The honor that is accorded a vessel in the house of a great man, he's dependent on how much the vessel has been purged. Purge me, O God. Purge me, O God. Purge me, O God. Greater purity, greater purity, greater purity, greater purity, greater purity, greater purity. We must learn how to bear our vessels with sanctification. We must learn. We must learn. We must learn. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me. Cry. Hold me. Feel me. Use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Thank you. fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. It is true that God called you, but your vessels cannot carry the weight of your call. You need to put yourself. You are sick. Stop preaching. You are sick, my friend. Stop preaching. Stop pretending. You are sick. Come to the hospital. You are sick, my friend.
Sito poro soso sada panate, amre kupata paprana pata pabenatua, aite pente boda kapata mana pepapo, juata papanate le beno kupranta patata, amre kupata kapenatelia, iya tamata papanata, rapata kamre tapona kamre, aite mona sota panta rata papanatua ka, aite penete, japo rata pasapata kamre. Jipu kubrana patapa manata Irapa ponte preta papana atapa kamre Rapata papanata kamre Iatapana kumbre tepeneto Amrata pata kamre topo Rapo utasate pantele bene Iatabrana patamre topo tokumbrataba Amre topo tokubrana patapata Iatapanda brata pata kamre to Ijatamanta brata patoko satamanta Thank you.
in my life. Establish now your throne, oh God. Let your will be done in my life. Really me, sovereign Lord.
Everyone that intends to fulfill the purposes of God for his life must, of a necessity, know how to carry his vessel in sanctification. I think that is the greatest need of my generation. If you know how much this generation is suffering from this matter, then you will know that it should be the greatest gospel in the lips of the people that preach. There are many things people know now. In my own opinion, revelation is not their issue. It is not too important that people sat and heard you and said, oh, you spoke well. Meanwhile, their life is not changed. What they are struggling with, they're still left with it. Such men, even though they are aware of God's plan for their life, lacks the capacity to fulfill it. The scripture we read is showing us that we are all but vessels in his hand. There is nothing that our job is to be the vessel. The scripture says that he is the one that is at work in us, both to will and to what do. So what is your job? It's just that vessel. That's your job. Now, read a place for me, Hebrews chapter 10. Let me show you something. Let me show you something, that the greatest service you can do to God is to present to him a vessel. Before we read there are a few places we need to touch. We have 45 minutes to go. There are a few places we need to touch. And, okay. Before you read Hebrews chapter 10, read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Quickly. Is it KJV?
Praise God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Wait. No. The man that is writing this place is assuming that you are reasonable. Are you with me? Are you a reasonable person? No, it's not by saying it. There is a proof of reasonability according to the scripture. The proof of reasonability You see, the Bible assumes that you are not reasonable. God assumes that you are irrational. You don't understand his operating system, the way he deals with men. If you have not been able to follow up with the next thing that followed that reasonability, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren. You know what it means to beseech? Beseech means that you are not willing to stop. This is what it means. The better word, the normal word that you can use for beseech is, I have cornered you to one side like this now. I have heard so much about you. What's his name? Chibundo. You can corner somebody one side like this, and the person will be saying no. You know that saying no does not benefit him and does not benefit you. You insist. You stay in that corner. When, if we leave that place without the person agreeing, it did not benefit anybody. So the person must agree for his own benefit and for your own benefit. Say, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren. That you present your bodies. What? You see, you know, people in this time, they downplay the importance of this body, this vessel. What do you think God needs? Is this body that is the license to operate in this realm? The struggle is body. That's what they are struggling for. What Satan is looking for is verses that he will use. What God is looking for is verses that he will use. He has his plan, he has his ways, and he has his energy. If Satan empowers, if Satan wants you to accomplish something for him, he will tell you what to do and he will give you tools to do it. Is it not true? He is not expecting you to do, he will give you the money. Is it not true? He will tell you what to do and empower you. All he needs is for you to agree. By agreeing, it means that you are willing to yield to the demands of that assignment. Is it not true? If you are a witch, you have to be awake by 11 p.m. and then stay till 4 a.m. in the morning. It's you that is calling me sacrifice for them to survive. Believers can survive for 2 weeks without. How do you survive? You can continue doing what you are doing, and you have not. A witch that hasn't drank blood is in trouble. To the point that the witch is willing to drink the child's own. If the child is not, you don't know. He can drink the children. The neighborhood, he will be drinking. He will see a baby lying helpless, he will go and drink from that baby. Have you not seen it? Helpless babies, they will be sick all the time. Carry them to hospital. You are nurses, you can't find anything. Every week they are bringing a baby. Every week they are bringing. No, he's a witch. Stop giving him injection. Rebuke the witch. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not sickness, my friend. It's a witch. Do you know why those witches, we see babies and they can't help themselves? But you can help yourself. You can say, I can stay for 3 days and I prayed for 2 hours today. He can carry me for 3 days. You know, some of you do that calibration. The last time I prayed, that 24 hours we did. I think it can carry me. I used to pray 1 hour every day. So 1 hour per day, it will carry me 24 days. You are in trouble. You are already in trouble. What Satan wants to do is to make you confident in that journey, so that when you are not confident, you will be ensnared. By the time you find out that there is nothing holding where you are standing on a sinking sand, you would have sunk. Listen to me now. It is only you that have option. Those people, they don't have option. So when a spirit begins to seek expression in the realm that we are now, remember, the earth is the playground. There are two battlefields that we have. One is in the tangible realm. One is in the intangible realm. The one that is in the intangible realm is what we call the mind. The one that is in the tangible realm is what we call the physical universe, like this. Are you with me now? This is where the battle takes on. And when a spirit wants to superimpose its influence and authority and government upon in that battleground, what it does is to begin to seek for a vessel to express himself. Sometimes, do you know, we never know what is witchcraft until Satan finds a vessel. I have taught you people on the mystery of witchcraft. Some of the things that originated when fallen angels began to interact with the children of men. Even though man fell, he needed to be educated in witchcraft. You know, you need to be educated in righteousness. Do you know? Just as even though man has sinned and sin was his nature, he was not yet educated in that his nature. He needed a superior authority that has already lived that life with experience, many coats of oppression, to educate him in that sin nature. And we have seen it. There are some of us grew up, we were not educated in sinning. Is it not true? There are some of you that is already educated in sinning. You know how to get the hab. You're already a mini witch doctor until Jesus now collected you. But there are people that have not. There are some people I have been around. There are some people, the young guys, they have slept with up to 30. Their body count is reaching 100. You know what is body count, man? Very good. If you don't know, then you are not supposed to know. Meanwhile, those people, it is sin nature that is at work. Something was educating them. I told you people of how my friend went and listened to, he woke up in the morning and started listening to Justin Bieber, or how do they call him? And then he was listening to him, track after track. And then a vision started forming. Before you know it, an anointing fell. He started looking. You will not believe this. That's why if they tell you stop listening to Davido, you don't know what is happening to you. Before you know it, you start manifesting the life you are hearing. You can't stop yourself. Who are you? You are not that strong. Human beings are meant to be servants to spirits. Your vessel is supposed to contain and carry a reality bigger than you. So anytime, and there is no vacuum in the spirit, anytime you have left the subscription that is of God, and then you left your life fallow, just because you left your life fallow, we are not even saying you actively engaged another realm. You just left yourself. You have just become a tool for Satan to operate. And then before you know it, a spirit will begin to instruct you in the way of darkness. It was that spirit that taught that my friend. He now looked. Say, look. Have you gone for evangelism and the Holy Spirit say, turn this way, follow this way? You followed, you are moving. He said, talk to that person, and you spoke. The person, there is a spirit that also, are you with me? Another type of word of knowledge. He now told the guy, oh, yeah, look from the window. That type that they told David. And he looked. Behold, there is a damsel in their home building. The second floor, he looked. He saw the damsel. And he smiled. Say, smile. When he now smiled, as soon as he smiled, that anointing. Are you with me? A spirit is teaching him. Even the words that he said, the damsel fell. Before, in the next 4 hours, 2 hours, they have done 4 rounds. Yes. It was because his vessel became a conduit And a spirit was allowed the opportunity to begin to tutor him and teach him in things that that spirit is a propagator, a progenitor. The spirit has been seeking expression in this realm. It so happens that without a vessel, that spirit cannot find expression. And the vessel that the spirit will find expression through, we have to be in a certain shape. Are you with me? You don't know that the way your mind has been renewed now, there are certain things Satan can use you to do. It is because your vessel has become such as is meat for a certain use. Are you with me? But there are people, when Satan enters there, he will use them. Because even though they are in Zion, Babylon can still borrow them. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that he present your bodies as what? A living sacrifice. You know what is a sacrifice? This one you are saying like this, or you have to know something. If I ask this my man now, you will find out you don't know. A sacrifice is something offered to a deity, a god. The thing you offer to that deity is your own until it came on the altar. Are you with me? As soon as something lands on the altar, it is no more the owner of the offerer. It is the deity that you seek his advantage and his interference, his intervention, that has become the owner of that sacrifice. Are you with me now? So that is what that writer is trying to say. He said, bring yourself to a point where you are now on the altar. It is not that you are now dead. You know, sacrifice is supposed to be dead. But he's saying, it's a hard thing. It is better if you bring a dead sacrifice. But this, the sacrifice we bring, which is our vessels in the kingdom, has to be living. It means that you will prove yourself sacrificed. You are living day to day as somebody offered to a deity. Do you know what it means? Even though you are the one, how many of you have followed your father, or you have gone to some places? And they brought goat. When you finish, do you collect your goat back? You are the one that brought goat. Even when you didn't get the result, you think, do you collect your goat back? Go and collect now. Sometimes the goat will be moving around the street, moving around the vicinity. Everybody know that this goat, this cow, there is a cow that used to be in your area. They don't touch it. You are from there, Abi. If you touch it, it can even enter your farm and eat. But you know that a deity owns this. It's a sacrifice. When you learn how to live like that, you are a man that Satan can't touch. You can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet you won't fear any evil, for he is with you. His rod and his staff is your comfort. In that place, Satan, look, he will see that you are not your owner. What he's seeing is a sacrifice. So happens that this sacrifice is living. And once you hear sacrifice, it means that a deity is owning it. It so happens that God is that deity. Are you with me now? You have brought yourself to the point that the deity is owing you, and you have become the sacrifice upon his altar. That is what it means to bear your body. It so happens that what God seeks is a body. You are the one. Some people say, "Is my spirit is born again and everything." Even Satan knows. The question you ask yourself is, what is he still struggling for as you are now born again? Why is he insisting that you will commit fornication? Why is he insisting that you will masturbate? Why is he insisting you will smoke? Why is he insisting that you will collect bribe? Why is he insisting that greed won't leave you? Lying. Both white lie and black lie. Believers can lie. Hey! Jesus. There is a way you will lie. Let me tell you how they lie that lie. If I say it, you confirm. you bring truth and mix it with lie. So it's truth lie. When the person look at it, he can't say it's lie, he can't say it's true. So he can't come and fault you totally. It's a skill. There is a spirit teaching you on how to bear your vessels. Eh? This time around, when are you with me? A bigger matter will come when that spirit will seek to dominate in a territory. You wouldn't know that you have been preparing your vessel for use for that spirit. All the things you have been doing, thinking it is normal. Are you with me? I'm teaching you what it means, sanctification. I'm teaching you, listen to me. Don't just tell people, be holy, be holy. No. What is it? Let's know. What is the process? What is God even trying to achieve? How does this thing happen? What is the philosophy, the reality behind the whole matter? A spirit is seeking expression. It so happens that there is a mode that the vessel has to be in to enable the full expression of that spirit. Sometimes, because of necessity, the spirit will insist on manifesting through your vessel. But this manifestation will be limited to the extent that you have given yourself to the demands of measuring up to the manifestation that that spirit seeks. Are you with me? So sometimes God can use you because he doesn't have option. But you will notice that the manifestation of God through your life is just 1% of what he intends to do. Because your vessel is not such that it can be able to carry and manifest the reality that God intends. That is the challenge of my generation. They will cry to God, use me. And then God will look and say, present me a body. I am more willing to use you than you think. I am more willing and more ready. Just be reasonable for once. Be reasonable. Touch your neighbor, say be reasonable. My generation has done everything, but they are not reasonable. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. So now, for example, Satan wants to use you as a vessel in this, is not you. Let me hear. Who will I use now? Volunteer yourself. Satan now wants to use you as a vessel in this vicinity. You know what he begins to do? He begins to prepare your vessel. He begins to teach you what it takes to bear the reality that he intends to manifest in this realm through your vessel. Remember, the plan is not your own. The energy is not your own. All the only thing that is your own is vessel, because vessel is the license from the throne of God that God has ordained for oppression in this realm. With me, that reality is so foundational and so strong and permanent that even God himself subjected himself to that. Are you with me? That is why we have to have the reality of incarnation. Are you with me? God could have decided to do, but he incarnated and came as man. Why? He needed a vessel. And that is what we get to see in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. He said, when he came to the world, he said, sacrifices and offering are not required. But a body. There are people that will do everything. The last thing they will do is to present their body. I'm telling you, if you say give money, they give money. Come out for evangelism, they come out. I hope you know that an impure vessel can still win a soul and even raise the dead. No, actually, I don't want to go there. But actually, if you ask God, go and ask God, winning a soul and raising the dead, which is more important? Huh? Even speak in tongues and prophesy. I went to one prayer meeting in this our vicinity. That's your area. And a lady fell. I'm prophesying. then stopped. And then started, whoa! I said, no, this one is not from God. He said, don't stop God from what he wants. I said, shut up. He is not God. This one is not God. And the thing, there are some things about the spirituals. If God allows us, we will teach it. Especially the defying spirituals. Huh? If you submit to it, you will leave the consequence. You don't know. If you believe what, if Satan comes and speak now and you believe it, it will become your experience. That is why most believers, because they don't know Satan is the one speaking, because they don't even know that is tradition and the ways of men that have informed what they think is their belief system, what they are living is a lie. Are you with me? Anan told God to help us to speak. So God can use even that one. Eh? But you will never see the extent of God's desire to manifest in this realm. The day God found a vessel in Jesus, he poured all of himself into him. Such that the scripture said, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. What? I used to emphasize the fact that is what? Bodily, my brothers. It is what? Bodily. You don't even know the need of God. What is the need of God? You will come and tell me fellowship. Why will you tell me fellowship? There is already fellowship in the Godhead. It is the fellowship in the Godhead that they advance to us. God needed a vessel so that he will be able to manifest. Without that vessel, we cannot be able to trace the tangibility of God. It is when a vessel comes, then we can trace his tangibilities. The things that were intangible, that we don't know, when that vessel begins to live and manifest it, we can now say, oh, so God is this good. Oh, so God is this righteous. Oh, so God is this merciful. Are you with me now? Meanwhile, those characters is already God character, God reality. It took a vessel for that God reality to be known. Are you with me? It is not possible we will know how good God is. It is not even possible we know how anointed is. That's why I advise you, be as anointed as possible. So that it is beyond you. There is a God that seeks to show his splendor. Huh? And all he desires is a vessel. So that through him, through you, he'll begin to show the multifaceted dimensions of him. You can calcify a reality in him and become a physical embodiment of that reality. When men think about this, they will see you as a physical, as a reality. Indeed, this thing is in God. Simply because you are there. Jehovah Rapha! Many men will never know that is a reality until you stand and you heal all. Then they will know that God is good indeed through your life. Because of the manifestation of God's goodness, such is the blessing of God at work in your life that your name is now Shalom. Do you know why? Nothing is broken, nothing is missing. Every aspect of your life is a full representation of how God can deal with a man, and his life will become perfect and perfected. Are you with me? Shalom! Nothing broken, nothing what? We will never know the reality of Shalom until a vessel has yielded himself so much to God that dimension of God will now be mirrored in his life. That is why God is saying, if you are reasonable, the reason why I saved you, are you with me, is that I will have many reasonable people, and then one after another I will through their life begin to manifest my reality, so that men will see you and test after God again. What will men see about your life and test after God? We don't need to go to heaven to bring God down. Are you not here? Be reasonable. When you are reasonable enough, you will see that higher dimensions of God's desire will be manifest through your life. He seeks to manifest himself. Renan Bonke said that he entered a shopping mall one time in South Africa. And then he came to a place. The cashier now looked at him and said, "I see Jesus in your eyes. I see Jesus." Somebody looked at him and said, "I see Jesus." Turn to your neighbor, say, "I see Jesus." Turn to your neighbor again, say, "I see Jesus." It's a reality. In case that person has not entered any church before, in case that person has not read Bible before, "I see Jesus." Huh? In case that person is doubting whether God exists, I see Jesus. Because of a vessel that decided to yield himself so much and become reasonable. So a man that doesn't know the way of holiness is an unreasonable person. Are you with me? You are unreasonable because you will limit God from manifesting his reality in this realm. You see, vessel is like a house, is like a carrier. Are you with me? I don't know how your house is. I know you are already somebody that is meticulous. You like to keep your things in order and all that. You see? There are places you enter, you can't live there. It's not because you hate them all. It is simply you can't live there. Are you with me? You see, people say, "God loves me." God loves you. He loves you. It so happens that his oppressions will be limited when he begins to imagine if we use poopoo and finish all this place. And then you enter, you put your nose on you. I'm doing it. And then we'll be telling you we love you. We are lying, oh. We are lying. You don't know what we deny God when we don't. When we don't carry our vessel in holiness, you don't know what you deny God. You deny him expression. See the way we scrub this. I know when we enter, the way we scrub this. When you come, I see some people like Victor likes to pray lying down. I'll be raised. If I see people lie down too much, I'll tell you, come, stand up. Do you know the reason why? Part of the reason why you are free to lie down is because the floor is scrubbed almost on a daily basis. Eh? Everybody like good thing, even God. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him, everybody likes good thing, even God. This one is even beyond that he likes good thing. It's just that even if he tries, he cannot. He still tries. But it is obvious that the nature of our vessel constrains his manifestation and oppression through our life. There are many things he will not be able to manifest through our life. It will be corrupted stream. That is the reality of the old covenant. If you see any man that lives in sin, he is in the old covenant. He doesn't know that new covenant man puts on Christ. Eh? The one that is created after the image of God in righteousness and holiness, that one you put it on. Because somebody like Moses will come and be angry now and then do miracle the next time. Are you with me? And then people will be confused. Are you getting the point? We have seen it happen. Some pastors just jumped out of sleeping with a lady and then started doing miracle. The people became confused. Is this how it happens? Won't you be confused if you are the one? They have lied against God. They have lied against God. They have lied against God. The truth is that if revival will come the way we seek it, then God must bring us to Kadesh Barnea. In Kadesh, nothing that is of God, that is not of God, survives there. It must be judged. It was as Kadesh that Moses was judged. It was at Kadesh that Miriam was judged. In the same Kadesh, Aaron was judged. Nothing. You can be doing ministry, doing anything, but when you come to Kadesh Barnea, anything that is of flesh must be judged. And thank God for the reality of the New Testament and New Covenant. The scripture is telling us from the concept that if you judge yourself, then nobody will judge you. The problem is that we have not realized the important place of judging yourself. Judge yourself so much that you won't need anybody to judge you. Whether there will be judgment, there must be judgment. You decide to do the judgment so that nothing else will judge. We seek a move of God in our generation. But there is a demand of God for vessels. Men that know how to bear their vessels. In what? Sanctification. I beseech you therefore, brethren, to present what? Your bodies as a living sacrifice. Which, see here, some people are doing service for God. God is saying, do you want to do service for me? Say yes. Say, give me your body. The more you feed your body, the more you are useful. God is trying to say that all the services that men give, when they are so tempted in the flesh, when they are so full of sin, of the world, that one, he doesn't count it as service. You are just wasting time. Your service is as presentable. Your service is as useful. Your service is as powerful. Your service is as good. It reckons, is honorable before God as much as your vessel has been purged. So we see many men offering service. Greed is still inside them. They are preaching, people are getting born again. I heard one that my father in the Lord said. He said that one of the major churches in this nation, even the good ones, so said that one of the state pastors came and they wanted to buy a building, and it so happens that the person they are buying the building from is an unbeliever that has not gone to church in the last 10 years. So he hates God. He is more like an atheist. Are you with me? So those sort of people, they are even angry with God and church already. So they are even waiting for an excuse. Guess what happened? He is the one selling, and church came to buy, and he said that the house is 20 million. The church said no problem, but you will write 30 million. You are not getting me. You are not with me. We agree that the house is what? 20 million. But you will write 30 million. So that when we send to headquarters, we tell them that we bought the house for what? 30 million. The pastor came with two elders. He came with what? Two elders. It was the unbeliever that has not gone to church for 10 years that said, he can't do this. So the man that has not gone to church for 10 years has more of the fear of God in his heart than a state general overseer. It's common, actually. If you come to some circles, if you are not careful, there are things you hear, you backslide. That's why there are things I don't tell some people. You will backslide. You need to be strong and have your own encounter with God for long. You will now know that this thing I'm doing is because of the encounter I had with God. If I look up to people, you will go back. There are things you see and hear. Oh! The unbeliever that have not gone to church had the fear of God more than a state pastor. We see not our signs. Neither is there any prophet in our generation. We see men that trample on holy things and expect the Holy God to manifest. It is not God's fault that he is holy. Are you with me? It's not his fault. And he can't change because of you. Our God is a holy God. And if it is true that you will now be the vessel through which he will manifest himself in this end time, if you are reasonable, what will you do? You bear your body in sanctification. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, I think from verse 5, he said, when he came into the world, He said, he did not demand sacrifices from you. And I began to wonder, do you know many of the things people are doing in church, God is not aware of them? If Jesus should come to, I don't know your church, if he comes to your church, you will be surprised. Because many of the service, the things going on, he is not aware. What he is aware of in the whole service, you'll be shocked that it's even the things that people don't accord much relevance to. And then when you begin to trace the reason why he even chose this ahead of others, you will now find out that there is a reason behind it. It is possible that it's just simply about the vessel that is presenting the matter. So you can look at the whole thing that is done. It is not something that man likes after the flesh. It doesn't lend itself to people clapping for you and hailing you. But before God, that service is what mattered. We have seen some people that are ushers, and the usher is the only person that is carrying God. The vessel of that lady is purified with fire. The lady was standing at the door. It was the bee that came to that meeting. I've told you this thing before. He saw the lady, and fire was coming out of her hands. Raw fire. Meanwhile, the pastor sitting everywhere is cold, like tomb, like sepulchre, where they have buried people for long, like mortuary. Everywhere was cold. The only place that is hot is what? The ocean. If you are Jesus, you enter that meeting, where will you go and sit? It's not his fault. God is a holy God. It's not his fault. Let there be many who fall in love with you, Jesus. Tonight we decree, let there be millions who fall in love with you, Jesus. Tonight we decree, let there be many who fall in love with you. Now, the truth is this, to fall in love with Jesus is God's demand. The problem is that people don't even know what it means to fall in love with Jesus. I've seen people, they will say, Jesus, I love you.
He will say, give me 9 VG. He said, I love you, but I won't give you.
You are lying, my friend. He said, give me your pride. Anytime a man begins to understand what is love, the first thing he begins to understand is sacrifice. Oh, you will sacrifice. One of the major proofs of love is sacrifice, if not the major. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. How do we know? Sacrifice his only son. That is how we knew that God. So you come and say, I love God. Oh, we don't know. What has it cost you, the love you have for God? It has not even cost you your secret sin. And you say you love God. You are a liar. And the worst part is that Satan knows you are a liar. And he's aware. He's helping you. You don't know he is putting firewood for you. He is waiting for you. There is a pit very soon. You will fall inside. You don't know. When you fall inside there, you will become a fake. If he's a preacher, you become fake. Because your weaknesses will configure your preaching. And all your attempt will be to defend your weaknesses. But there were days you had the option of purging your vessel. But you did not. You just carried your vessel anyhow. Meanwhile, there is a statement of verity that the scripture gave us. He said that the standard of God, what? Standard show. He said, let them that name the name of the Lord do what? Depart from iniquity. It is a heavenly reality. God is just telling you a fact. Something that is established in heaven. Even he can't do anything about it. So he is giving you advice based on how things are. Are you with me? You know, there are people you advise based on how things are. they will not like it, because it doesn't lend itself to their emotions. It doesn't lend itself to their lust. It doesn't lend itself to their ambition. See, I'm that sort of person that doesn't care the way you feel. As long as it will help you tomorrow. I have seen people I told, they left and came back 5 years later. By then, Satan used broken bottle. You know this here you plated? Just call a lady now and bring broken bottle and shave that their head that they have. You will see that they are wawa. That's what Satan will do to you if you continue insisting on a path. On a path of a vessel that is not sanctified. The first demand of God is your vessel. So the first project you have when you appear before God is to present your vessel. And then Jesus will begin to put his hands upon your life. Put his hands, put his hands, put his hands, put his hands, put his hands. He'll be putting it. Sometimes you will think you have arrived, then flashlight will shine. And then you will see. It be like we will love Jesus. We will sing that song. Unfortunately, what you think is the meaning is not what. When I sing, I'm afraid to sing this song. Is you that can say, Jesus tonight? You don't know. If you know what it means, don't sing. Don't sing. The strongest word in the whole universe is love. The problem is that when people talk about love, all they talk about, they think about is the mushy mushy and the emotions. Is it not true, Chama? It is true. But he says, I love you. You say, oh, that way you. I call Motakaba. Just tell a lady, I love you. Your hair is fine. You say, So, whether you like it or not, that's what your head is thinking. That's what your subconscious is thinking. I'm here to bring you shock. Say shock. I know you won't like me, but I want to tell you the truth to save your life. When you indeed begin to love Jesus and he begins to love you, the proof is the things that you laid upon the altar. After some time, you will be lying upon as a living sacrifice. That is if you are reasonable. Because the testimony of the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is the testimony of marriage. A man bought you with a priceless, something that is priceless. And you are now his own. But love is not one of the things that can be bought. Are you with me? You can pay for a woman's bride price, do everything, but love is not one of the things you paid for. It will take that woman giving you her love. So the scripture is saying, if you are reasonable, considering the high price that was paid to rescue you from the same sin that you have been giving yourself to, if you are reasonable, that you understand how much the extent to which God went to go and rescue you from sin, Satan, devil, sickness, that your job from morning till night is to build your vessel so that you will be meet for the master's use. The extent to which you have pitched your vessel will determine how honorable you will be. Vessels, the usability of vessels in the great man's house is dependent on how honorable they are. There are some plates your mother has not used. Is it not true? There is a place they used to keep it. Sometimes they won't touch it. If their daughter married, they will give it to their daughter. Do you know why? They feel that that one is honorable. Is honorable. You can decide how much honorable you will be in this our generation. Don't see this thing from the viewpoint of men. No. Because what men call honorable is not really what is honorable. I'm telling you what is honorable before God. The one that was conducted with a vessel that is sanctified. The business that you conducted with an unsanctified vessel is not honorable. No matter how much people clap for you, you are before God, you have offered a tainted service, a corrupted service. Are you with me? You see many of our generation crying for fire, saying this one, we need revival, we need this. Basic thing, presenting their verses, they don't call it important. They do many things, yet that one, this one thing God demands that you repeat your verse. Pray for 2 minutes. Tell God, tonight I come again and I ask for a higher sanctification. My vessel might be honorable, but I desire for a higher use in your house. And because of that, I cry that my vessel be pushed. For how long with this anger? For how long with this? Some of you, your own is not obvious. You are cunning. You are cunning. You are divisive. You are cunning. You are cunning. You don't know that Satan knows you are cunning. He is waiting for you. It will ensnare you. You are manipulative. You are manipulative. It's the flesh, my friend. You need to purge your vessel. You need to purge your vessel. I'm not just talking about lust and immorality and all that. I'm saying you have greed in your heart. You are looking all the time. You are calculating what will come to you. If nothing comes to you, then you are not involved. What am I going to gain? If you have not gained anything, you are not involved. You need to die. You need to purge your vessel. Present your verses as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. There are verses everywhere. Very few of them are acceptable. No wonder God is crying, I'm looking for men. And they are men every day going to prayer meetings, going to concerts, going to worship meetings, going to believers' gatherings all the time, and nothing is coming out of it. They don't know how to bear their verses in sanctification. My heart, melt my heart, break my heart. Oh God, whatever it takes, take this cunningness away. Take this cunningness away. People say I'm wise, but it's not wisdom, it's cunningness. That thing you have is not wisdom, my friend. Go and drop it. Go and drop it. It's cunningness. It's from Satan. It's from Lucifer. You are a son of Lucifer. Drop that cunningness. That manipulative tendency is not from God. That was how Lucifer manipulated Eve. You are not praying. Purge me, 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 purge me. Bring me to a higher plane of usability. I desire to be the choicest vessel in this generation. Therefore, I present my body. Therefore, I bear my body. Therefore, I present my body in sanctification. Therefore, I bear my body in sanctification. Simply because I want to enter into higher uses, higher usabilities in you. I want to be an honorable vessel. I don't care how you think God is using you. If you have not known how to bear your vessel in sanctification, you are a dishonorable vessel. Your vessel is not honorable. Your service is tainted. It's not worth anything before God. The scripture says when he came to the world, he said, sacrifices and offering have not demanded. All those things you are doing, calling it ministry, it's not ministry, my friend. God is not demanding ministry from you. He is saying, first of all, you must offer him a body, a body, a body, a body, a body, a vessel, my friends. Some of you talk about pride, but you are full of pride. You talk about greed. You can even preach about it. It means nothing, my friend. Cry for your life, oh. You can pretend before your audience and your members, but before God, you are naked. He is not part of the people you pretend to. Your greed is obvious. The competition in your heart is obvious. The envy in your heart is obvious. Build your vessel. Build your vessel. Build your vessel. Hey, Jesus! 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 we decree.
Let there be many who fall in love with you, Jesus. Tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you, Kapatahasa. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be millions who bear their vessel in holiness. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be vessels born in sanctification. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many as living sacrifice. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many as living sacrifice. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with holiness. Fall in love with holiness. Honorable verses. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Like a baby, I come. Like a baby. Like a baby. Like a baby. Not like a pastor. Not like a preacher. Not like a man of God. Not like a minister. I come. I'm your baby. I'm your baby. I'm your baby. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. Do you know what it means to fall in love with Jesus? Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be millions who fall in love with you. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. What has your love for God cost you? It has not even cost you your secret sin. It has not cost you your possession. It has not cost you your boyfriend, your girlfriend. It has not cost you your phone. That your phone contains a lot of things that can derail you. It has not cost you your friends. Those your friends can derail you. When a man loves, he gives. When a man loves, he sacrifices. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you. Count yourself in. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many who fall in love with you.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We close for today. We meet again because of the coffee. We meet again 5 p.m. on Tuesday, or 4:30 p.m. and close by 7 on Tuesday. Friday next week, Friday and Saturday, we have business retreat by 9 a.m. on each day. We are trying to take advantage of what God is doing in this season. And then, understanding the territory that we have found ourselves in, our territory is lends itself a lot to entrepreneurship. It lends itself a lot to creating wealth. Do you know? This East Gate is known for financial abundance. And also there are a series of encounters and prophecies that God has released amongst us. If we are not trying to do what God is not doing, we are trying to prepare ourselves for what He's doing. All God needs is an excuse. You now say, probably it's Abacha that you start selling. And everybody will want to test your Abacha. So somebody that is in that motor pass is not making as much as you are making in 3 hours. What you are making in 3 hours is more than what he's making in 1 week. Why? The hand of God. God just chose something as an excuse. Anyway, it is the reason why we are doing this is because we already have perceived that most of us understand the kingdom. You are not permitted to do this if you don't understand the kingdom. You will be lost. You will use it to decorate Satan. Anything God gives you without you first understanding the kingdom, you will use it to decorate Satan. Before Jesus told them you will receive power, he taught them things pertaining to what? Kingdom. You are blessed in Jesus' name. You can cast your seed and your offering.